Thanks for listening, North Central Washington sports leader, B104.3. It's time for high school basketball action with the Okanagan Bulldogs taking on the Cashmere Bulldogs. Tonight's game is brought to you by Pete Peterson Plumbing, Wilder Ellis, 24/7 Property Maintenance, Jess Auto, NCI Data, Burns Automotive, Hometown Pizza, Okanagan Health Mart Pharmacy, Les Schwab Tire, K Hardware, D&D Auto, Confluence Health, Quesos Family Foods, and Tribal Trails. The tip-off's coming up. Now it's time for the pregame show with Ron Kate on your sports leader, B104.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cashmere High School. This is Ron Kate bringing you tonight's Battle of the Bulldogs. The Okanagan Lady Bulldogs are going to be up first against the Cashmere Lady Bulldogs in less than 8 minutes from now. This is a big game for both teams. Okanagan kind of battling their way through the season, trying to move into playoff position. And speaking of playoffs, we're going to have lots of information about playoffs that are coming up. The brackets are out, and as the night goes on, we'll be talking about that. And of course, the second game of our doubleheader coming up right after the girls game will be the boys. So we're going to take our first break, and we'll come back and talk about the players in tonight's game on this KZBE sports broadcast.
For all your plumbing needs, call Pete Peterson Plumbing and put their 20 years' experience to work for you. No matter the job, new construction, residential, commercial, and remodels. And of course, Pete Peterson Plumbing can handle your plumbing emergencies too, including power drain and sewer cleaning, sewer locating, and is backflow certified. Call today for a free quote at 422-5035. Serving all of Okanagan County and beyond, Pete Peterson Plumbing. Wishing all our local student athletes the best of luck.
Serving growers and ranchers since 1921, with nearly 160 retail and wholesale branches throughout the U.S., Wilbur Ellis. Wilbur Ellis Company is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, nutrition, pest diagnosis, seed technology, and more. Partnering with customers to increase crop yield and profits, with field specialists working one-on-one with growers each step of the growth cycle. So when it comes to quality products and knowledgeable advice, trust no less than the quality of Wilbur Ellis. Ideas to grow with.
Be ready for snow and ice now with a call to 24/7 Property Maintenance. 24/7 is the largest snowplow company in the county. That means they are available when you need them. Residential or commercial, call today and arrange for their snow and ice services, including snow plowing from driveways and sidewalks, liquid and granular de-icing, sanding, and snow removal. And now 24/7 is your new factory direct dealer for snow X plows. Licensed, bonded, and insured, 24/7 Property Maintenance. Call 826-6895 and be ready for snow today.
Say yes to Jess, because we'll say yes to you. It's been our way of doing business at Jess Ford in Grand Coulee for 26 years. And it's what you'll discover at our new Jess Ford Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealership in Omak. A new car, truck, and plenty of pre-owned ones, all with the Jess warranty forever. Factory-trained techs for service on any brand or a cup of coffee. You'll love the Jess hospitality, where a handshake still means something. JessAuto.com. We'll say yes to you.
Hey, welcome back to Cashmere, where the girls are in the warm-up period, getting ready for tonight's action. Here's what the league standings look like. Cashmere sits on top with 6-0. Their overall record, I believe, is 12-1 with a loss to Zilla on the season. Omak really did itself a favor Tuesday night when they beat the Lady Bulldogs by 4 points, and they've gotten into second place at 5-2. Chelan sits at 2-3, and then Okanagan at 2-4. Now, Okanagan split with Chelan so far this season. Those two teams will play one more, and Omak has swept the Bulldogs this year. And then at the bottom of the standings, Cascade Lady Kodiaks are 0-6. So The way the playoffs work this year is that the three will play the four and the one will play the two. So it looks like it's not all decided yet, but it looks like Chelan and Okanagan will be that 3-4 matchup. But there's a lot of basketball still left to be played on the season. And Okanagan will be here in Cashmere tonight, and then next week they'll be playing Cascade and then a makeup game against the Lake Roosevelt Raiders. Now let's talk about the players a little bit here. So for Cashmere, Ellie Albert, the 5'11 junior, she transferred from Tenasket down here last year. Haley Van Lith is the player everyone around the area has talked about. She's getting a lot of looks from Division I colleges, including the University of Connecticut Huskies, a very storied program in the NC2A. Grace Hammond is a sophomore. Jaden Darnell and Millie Bruner are both freshmen. The only senior for the Cashmere Lady Bulldogs is Cammie Kanishka. And Allie Ball is a 5'8 sophomore. Another freshman, Gabby Terrell Lewis, a junior Fair High. Sophomore, Grace Erdman. And then Sydney Smith will also be a freshman on this squad for the Cashmere Lady Bulldogs. Okanagan has just three seniors, and by the way, the last time these two teams met, it was not pretty. Cashmere won the game 89-37. So Okanagan looking to do better on that score. But I must say, Cashmere, no one in the league has come even close to Cashmere this year. Okanagan will have Paxton Wood, 5'7 junior. Kendra Saxey has been probably the most consistent player for the Bulldogs this year. She's a 5'6 junior. Hannah Smith, a 5'7 senior, will do a lot of the point guard duties. Myra Rasmussen, 5'10 freshman. Maddie Searles, a 5'5 junior. Maya Moses is a 5'5 sophomore. And Dallas Heinzelman, a 5'8 junior. The other key player for Okanagan has been Jada Rasmussen. She's a 5'10 senior. Jody Lawson, also a senior. Josie Lawson. Abby Popolaire and Becca Hawley are 5'8 and 5'9 sophomores. And then Felicia Allen rounds it out for the Okanagan Bulldogs. The girls are getting towards the end of their warm-ups here, and they're coming over to their sidelines. Officials have talked to the coaches. The playoff looks like this. I have the what's called the glue crossovers, but first, it's kind of interesting because the girls get one more berth than the boys do this year. Talking to Okanagan Athletic Director about that, and he said there's two more girls teams in the 1A than there are boys teams, a couple of all girls schools. So what that did is kind of change the allocations. So on February 10th, that's still a month away, but on February 10th, number one and number two will take on each other in the CPL, and then three and four will take on each other. And those games are slated to be at Eastmont High School. And then February 14th, the loser of 1 and 2 will play the winner of the 3 and 4, and that will just be for seeding. Now, on the boys, we'll talk about later, the boys only get two of the five out of their district. Crossover glue games are with the Northeast A. The Northeast A has eight teams in it. So they get an advantage, and as I said, as we go through the night, we'll talk about that. Also, our RPI system, which could come into effect once you get to the round of 16. In the RPI, Cashmere is currently ranked second. Linden Christian and Zilla are right around them. That RPI changes daily as they update standings. OMAC is at 19, Deland at 23. Currently, Okanagan is at 20, and Cascade is at 48 on the season. So we're going to take a break because we're doing our national anthem, so we will be right back on after this break on this B 104.3 sports broadcast.
NCI Datacom has added again, expanding its SwiftStream Internet service area even more. In the past year or so, we have added Grand Coulee and Coulee Dam, Salmon Creek, Chisaw, and now Republic and the Curlew Lake area. If you or someone you know in these areas needs fast, reliable internet with friendly, responsive tech support, call NCI Datacom about SwiftStream Internet. You're going to love this. And we have some nice special offers right now, too. SwiftStream from NCI Datacom. Call today, 826-0300.
Nothing sounds better than a good running motor. And Ferns Automotive in Okanagan believes in fixing your car right for the right price. Whether it's your motor, transmission, brakes, oil, or other mystery sounds, Vern is happy to help you. If you need it fixed soon, Vern makes it happen. Friendly, old-fashioned service, putting you first and making your car or truck work like it should. Call 826-0515. Stop by Vern's on Main Street, Okanagan, next to the post office, and visit him on Facebook at Ferns Automotive, where nothing sounds better than a good running motor.
Stop by today and see what's new at Hometown Pizza in North Omak. The fresh remodel is almost complete. Check it out and see the great improvements. And they'd like to say thank you to all their customers for voting them the top pizza place for 2017. Stop by today and enjoy one of Hometown's lunch specials from pizza, salad bar, subs, soups, and more. Or call ahead and get your order to go at 826-3333. Hometown Pizza in North Omak, newly remodeled and excited to see you soon.
Okanagan Valley Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy, is proud to support the local communities they serve. It's the only locally owned retail pharmacy in Omak or Okanagan. Health Mart pharmacists have a personal commitment to their communities. That is why Okanagan Valley Pharmacy supports Bulldog Sports and would like to wish the team all the best. Okanagan Valley Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The non-starters are being introduced now for Cashmere, and a very enthusiastic PA announcer here. You can probably hear in the background. I'll tell you who Okanagans are here in just a moment. Okanagan starters are going to be Kendra Saxey, Hannah Smith, and Myra Rasmussen, Dallas Hunzelman, and Jada Rasmussen. For Cashmere, they're going to start, looks like Grace Erdman, Claire High, Kayla Van Litt, Tammy Kamiska, and I believe that's Grace Hammond, who will be the other starter for the Cashmere Lady Bulldogs. So we're just moments away from tip-off here at Cashmere. The Sohan County officials are ready. And we are just about ready for tip-off here. Okanagan wearing their crimson uniforms with the gray numbers. And Cashmere white uniforms, black numbers, kind of an orange stripe down the side, a little orange highlight around the edges. And the Cashmere band, not as large as usual. I'm sure a lot of kids involved in other things. I'm sure the band's bigger, but a lot of kids involved in athletics over at the other gym. The JV boys are playing. The JV girls, in that game, I got here to catch the end of it. Cashmere defeated Okanagan in the JV girls game by a score of 37-30. Coach for Okanagan, Brian Bozell, Sterling Jones is his assistant. Cashmere has Brett Darnell and then several assistant coaches. Find my list. He has Erica Bland, who coaches the junior varsity, and then volunteers are Stan Evenhoos, Matt Lyons, Kyle Scott, Kareen Wilson, and Kyle Butterbaugh. So, the announcements are over, and the girls are getting their last moment instructions, and they are heading out to the floor for the tip-off. Crowded quarters here at Cashmere, far side of the gym, not as full. Pretty good contingent has come down from Okanagan, made the 100-mile trip south. So here we go. Kendra Saxey will go up against Claire High for the tip-off. And Claire wins it to Kanishka. Kanishka brings it up the left side. Okanagan in a zone. 2-1-2 or 2-3 zone, whatever you want to call it. Erdman throws it across the top. They skip it over to High. High on the left side, skips all the way to Hammond. Hammond's three is good from the side, so Kashmir gets on the board first. It's 3-0. A little bit of pressure and a near steal, but Rasmussen gets it. Now Haley Van Lith ties her up, so it'll be an alternating possession. It'll go to Okanagan because Kashmir got the tip. Here's the inbound. Kendra Saxe with it, dribbles in. Kashmir looking to trap, now they step out of it. Okanagan swings it around. Again, Kashmir also in a zone. They're kind of a somewhat of a matchup zone. They're pretty active in it, hard to tell. And Hannah Smith has to force up a three as the shot clock violation was about ready to happen and it doesn't draw rim. So 3-0, 7:07 to go here in the first quarter. High inbounds it to Hammond. Hammond going to bring up the point. Here's that 2-3. Both teams playing his own defense. They skip it across over to Kanishka. Kanishka drives in. Over to Van Lith. The left-handed three is no good. Too long. Rebound fought for. And my, oh my, another jump ball. Rasmussen had it, but Kanishka was in there fighting for it. So Kashmir gets it this time. 6:49 to go. A lob to Van Lith. Nice play by Rasmussen, but it's loose balls picked up by Hammond. They throw it across to Claire High. She can't make the layup. And man, now this time they do call a foul. When Okanagan gets the rebound, the Lady Bulldogs of Kashmir are crashing on him, and that one's called on number 40, Grace Erdman. And throw all the way across to Smith. In the corner with its Rasmussen. She's trapped. Can't get it out of there. Now she does, and it's a near turnover. It is a turnover as Hunzelman cannot seem to run the ball down. Claire High with it. Inbound into Van Lith. 6:22 to go. It's 3-0. Van Lith, ball fake. Throws it over to Hammond. They collapse down. Kanishka for a three. It's in and out. Rebound is on the floor. And again, everybody going for it. And it's a jump ball, and this time going to Okanagan. So Kanishka missed a dead-on three. And Kashmir is going to employ a press here. It looks like a 1-1. The 1-3-1 is what this is. Van Lith in the middle. Van Lith gets the steal from Smith, brings it up. Smith goes to the basket, tries the reverse layup, and it's no good. Here comes Saxe with it. She's got two players ahead. Gives it to Hunzelman. Hunzelman back to Saxe. Saxe did a little hot step, excuse me, before she could shoot the three, and that's going to be a traveling violation. So 5:49, 3-0 is our score. And here comes Van Lith with the ball. Van Lith going up against the 2-1-2 defense of Okanagan. They get it to the corner. Now the middle. It's tipped all around and stolen out there by Meyer Rasmussen up to Jada. Jada Rasmussen. Defense is back, so she kicks it back to Kendra. Kendra Saxe gets it tipped away. Nearly stolen. Saxe gets it back. Skips it to Smith. Smith to Rasmussen. The defense is pretty tough by Kashmir. Einzelman at the high post. Kashmir jumping all over it. Okanagan having a tough time getting shots off. Saxe to Rasmussen. The corner three is way too long, and the shot clock goes off, but that's an interesting call. Van Lith tipped it out of bounds, but they called a shot clock violation before that happened. So shot clock violation as the ball did not hit the rim. So 5:03 to go in the first. It's 3-0 Kashmir. Van Lith brings it up, kicks it to Hammond. Hammond all the way across to Kanishka. Kanishka to High. Another three ball in and out from Van Lith. Rebound, though, taken out by Hammond. Kazmir moves real well. They just have not been able to hit many shots. Cammy Smith off with the three. Rebound put back by Van Litt is good. So Van Litt with her first best basket of the ball game. Up to Paxton Smith, who has come in. They leave her open. She won't shoot. Hannah Smith will. Her three is off the back rim. Oh, rebound by Hammond. Might have got away with a double dribble, but no call. Said they got tipped. So here comes Van Litt with it. They swing the ball around. Down low to Claire High. Try to pass the cross right to Paxton Smith. Interception by Paxton. It's still 5-0. 4 minutes to go. Now, this game, last time these two played, Kazmir won by 52 points. So Okanagan looking to better on that. Pass nearly thrown away, but Hannah Smith has it. Hannah nearly double dribbles. Inside to Rasmussen. She goes up and gets fouled. So Rasmussen will get a chance to get the Bulldogs of Okanagan on the board. That foul is on Claire High. I've been mixing up Claire High and Grace Erdman. Claire is 33, Erdman is 40, and we got a couple subs coming in. And free throw is good. So 5-1 now. The reserves coming in are Jalen Darnell and Ellie Albert, the Tanaska transfer, coming in for the Kazmir Bulldogs. Second free throw is off the back rim. Van Lith gets the rebound, so it's 5-1. Quickly up they go. Back out way short off the side of the backboard. Did it? I don't think it got blocked. Well, they say it did get blocked. So it's going to be Kazmir's ball as it hit off the side of the backboard. The shot was by Alberts. 5-1, 3:42 to go. They're looking for a play. Now they finally throw it in deep to Erdman. Erdman over around Van Litt, posting up hard. Her and Rasmussen having a battle down there. Hannah Smith diving for the ball. It's still loose. And now it's picked up right at half court. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Van Litt drives, splits the defense, and scores. Van Litt now with 4 in the game. 7-1. Pass across to Hannah Smith. Back across. They try to press, but Okanagan gets through it. Now the pass across to Rasmussen. Down low to Hannah. Hannah Smith cannot get the two-footer to go. And out with it comes Darnell. Long pass up ahead to Van Litt as she corrals it. Steps to the three-point line. They swing it. No, they swing it back to Van Litt. Now they get it low. Tipped away, but Van Litt gets it back. She pulls up from 18 and hits the bucket. 6 points for Van Litt. Now 9-1, 2:47 to go first. Press again. Haven't heard Okanagan yet, but Okanagan needs to get a bucket. They have not gotten a field goal yet. Myra Rasmussen lay off the mark on her three. Rebound Hannah Smith. She's trapped down low. Now gets it out to Paxton Smith. Kendra Saxey will try a three, and she hits. So Kendra Saxey with the three-pointer. The first field goal with 2:21 to go is a big one. It's 9-4 in favor of the Lady Bulldogs of Kazmir. 2:15 to go. First quarter action here at Kazmir. Skip pass all the way across to Darnell, to Erdman. Cammy Kanishka off the board, no good. She shoots a three, but Erdman gets the rebound, and she gets fouled hard. She will shoot two free throws, as that was Myra Rasmussen, who was not able to get position in there. And Erdman got it. She had the foul. So 2:02 to go. That's the first foul on Rasmussen, first foul on Okanagan. First free throw by Kazmir is no good. Maddie Searles comes in. Paxton Wood goes out. So does Myra Rasmussen. Also, Heinzelman in the ball game. Kendra with it. Van Litt on her. Van Litt forces her to pass it. Hannah Smith in the corner. Lobs it to Heinzelman. Tipped off Heinzelman, but also, oh, I thought Heinzelman hit it and then Kanishka did, but they say it's off Heinzelman. So 10-4, is our score here with 1:50 to go in the first. Van Lith with it. Throws it to the corner. Konishka looks at three, won't get it. Van Lith splits the defense, drives in, off the rim, no good. Rebound, no good by Roberts. Rebound taken out by Heinzelman. Rasmussen up to Searles. Searles lost her balance and gets called for the travel. So we'll go back the other way. 1:28 to go. 10-4 in favor of the Bulldogs at Kashmir. Van Lith brings it up. Over to Darnell in the corner. She'll launch a three. High Archer, air ball, rebound, Konishka, put back good. So Cammy Konishka gets the backside rebound. It's 12-4. Saxey with it. Gives it up to Smith. Back to Saxey. Saxey brings it around, and Smith will shoot the three, or the long two. It's no good. Rebound out ahead of the pack is Konishka. She's open for the layup, and she makes it. So that makes it 14-4. And here comes Saxey. Looks like Van Lith kind of chasing Saxey all around. I think they're playing a Boston one now on Saxey. Saxey throws it the middle. Nice pass to Jada Rasmussen. It rolls around, won't go in. And she got the ball taken from her. So here comes Van Lith. Van Lith the other way. Gives it to Darnell. 14-4. Van Lith looks at a three. Won't take it. Brings it out. They're going to say one shot. 14-4 is our score. Now five. Van Lith throws it to the corner. Konishka for the three. Air ball. Rebound. Block. As Erdman tried to put it back in and Rasmussen blocked it. So after one quarter, it's Kashmir 14, Okanagan 4. We'll be right back after this break on this B104.3 sports broadcast.
The West's leader in tires since 1952 is located in a town near you. Les Schwab Tire Centers, with their fast, friendly, and knowledgeable service, can equip any vehicle with the right tire for whatever the demand. They can also assist with your brakes, alignments, wheels, batteries, and shocks, all backed by the famous Les Schwab warranty. Because if they can't guarantee it, they won't sell it. So stop by Brewster, Republic, Twisp, OMAC, or Oroville today and visit your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Hey, welcome back to Kashmir, where the Okanagan Bulldogs are kind of hanging in there, but this is a very talented Kashmir team. Kashmir Lady Bulldogs have never had a state championship. They came very close to it last year. They lost by 1 point to Mount Baker in the championship game, and probably this year they'll compete, obviously, for that chance again. And with such a young team, only one senior, I think the program here at Kashmir is probably going to see a lot of success in the next few years. So Kashmir gets the ball to start the second quarter. Van Lith brings it up against that 2-1-2 zone. Looking down low, they throw it to the corner. Long, high-arching three by Hammond is no good. Rebound, though, by Kashmir. Good job by Saxey to tip it out of bounds. And the Kashmir not really hitting their threes, but they sure are getting a lot of offensive rebounds. That's the area that Kashmir, or Okanagan, really needs to improve on. Van Lith with the three. It's off the rim, no good. And speaking of improving on it, nice job, Dallas Heinzelman. She ripped that rebound. Into the game now is number 40, Becca Hawley for Okanagan. And that's an offensive foul called on Saxey. And I kind of don't blame Brian Bozell for being a little upset on that one. Saxey driving to the right, bump Van Lith. Saxey gets the offensive foul. Okay, here we go. Kashmir with the ball again, moving it all around the top. Konishka over to Van Lith. She drives in and gets the two to go. Van Lith now with 8 points in the ball game. Okanagan comes back with it. They trail 16-4. Nice screen that time. They picked off Van Lith, and there's a steal though by Van Lith. He saw that one coming, cut in front of it. Van Lith, the left-hander, he's got 10 in the game now. Van Lith, just very, very quick, very athletic, very good instincts. She has played a ton of basketball in her life, and she will continue to do that at the next level. Now Kendra Saxe with it. Goes to Holly. Holly looks down low. Nice drive by, what are we going to get here? It's a nice drive by Rasmussen. She got fouled, but they're going to say before the shot. So she's fouled by Kanishka. Third team foul on Kashmir. They lead it 18-4. And Jada Rasmussen getting double teamed. And a lot of contact before the ball even goes in bounds. And, man, they are still pushing on Jada Rasmussen. Now she gets the ball. She's trapped in the corner. They go to Heinzelman. Heinzelman gets called for the travel. Kashmir defense is pretty suffocating. Very aggressive. 18-4 is their lead. 6:44 to go here in the second quarter. Van Lith with it. Gets it to Kanishka. They go down. They get it down low. Ellie Alberts with the tough shot. Won't go. Rebound taken out by Saxe. Saxe going up against Van Lith. Let's see if she tries to go by. She doesn't. She throws to Rasmussen. Rasmussen corrals it and then gets fouled. That time they did call one. So Van Lith with her first foul, a reach in. Still 18-4. Myra Rasmussen in. Dallas Heinzelman out. Grace Erdman in. And who's coming out? Ellie Alberts is coming out. Hannah Smith trying to inbound it. She does, but it goes right through Jada Rasmussen's hands. So they'll go the other way with it. Here comes Van Lith with it. Her team leads 18-4, 6:15 to go in the second. She drives right. Nice job by Saxe. Forces her to throw it all the way across. She fakes a three. Now a skip pass. Kanishka will shoot a three. It's short. Rebound taken out of there by Rasmussen. Jada, that is. Up to Saxe. Saxe's got Myra ahead of her. Throws it to Myra. Myra won't shoot the three from the corner. Skip pass all the way across to Holly. Holly inside to Rasmussen. Jada gets it stripped away. Players on the floor, and they call a jump ball, and I think it's Okanagan's turn. Yes, it is. Shot clock will stay at 14. Okanagan not doing too bad defensively, but boy, only one basket in the game and one free throw. So a three-pointer by Kendra Saxe and a free throw by Jada Rasmussen. That's it. Really long three by Saxe. It's off the rim, no good. Here comes Van Lith. She's got two ahead of her, but she can't get it up there. Instead, takes it herself. Floats, misses the shot. Rebound by Kanishka. Right back to Erdman. She'll shoot the three. It's no good. Myra Rasmussen with it. She gets her pocket picked by Van Lith. Shot is missed. Then a shot is blocked. They're going to call Jada Rasmussen for the foul as she blocked to Grace Hammond. So Jada's first, and Hammond will go to the line to shoot three. 18-4 is the Kashmir lead with 18.8. Let me try that again. It's now 19-4 with 5:20 to go here in the first half, that is. So Hammond will shoot her second. She's the only Kashmir player to make a three, and it was the first shot of the game, and she makes both the free throws. So 20-4 now is the score. Saxe brings it up. She's going to go by. Kicks it out to Wood. Wood sets up. Cannot hit the 18-footer from the side. So back comes Kashmir. Kashmir looking to push it. The last time these teams played, it was a 52-point Kashmir win. Left-handed three, way off the mark. Van Lith not on at all from three-point line. That one was an air ball, hit the backboard, and Kashmir got it back, though. That's their saving grace. It's been their offensive rebound. Now she shoots from 18, no good. Once again, rebound, Kanishka for three. And they've gotten three looks at it. Van Lith high over the back. She does get the rebound basket for her 12th point of the game. And Brian Boza will take a timeout. So we'll do the same. It's 22-4 with 4:30 to go before the half. We'll be right back after this break on this B104.3 Sports Broadcast.
K Hardware True Value in OMAC is your one stop for all your indoor and outdoor projects. And the home of True Value Easy Care Paint. Save time and money with Easy Care Paint. Prime it and paint it all at once. K Hardware has a large selection of Weber grills and accessories. And the pros at K Hardware can repair screens, lamps, and offer pipe and glass cutting too. If they don't have it, they can get it. Good old fashioned customer service and expert advice at K Hardware True Value in North OMAC. Behind every project is a true value.
Hey, welcome back to Cashmere, where it's 22-4 in favor of the Lady Bulldogs from the South. Inbound pass to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith has Darnell on her, gives it up to Jada Rasmussen. She gets double, back to Smith. Smith drives, really nice pass into Saxon Wood, and Okanagan gets their first bucket of the quarter, 22-6. Kashmir with it, Van Lith out to Darnell, back to Van Lith. Skip pass across to Darnell, back inside, back to Erdman. Erdman with the 12-footer off the rim, and but it drops in. So Grace Erdman now with three in the ball game. Hannah Smith brings it up the right side. It's 24-6. She's got Darnell on her. Gives it down low to Rasmussen. She tries to drive, kicks it to her sister. And her three is too long, and it's off of player high. So Okanagan will get it back. Myra Rasmussen, the freshman, can hit the three, but has not got on track tonight. Hannah Smith with it. She's got 15 on the shot clock. They try to get it inside. She better get it in quick. Close to a five count. Van Lith steals it. She's going to go up against Saxon. And Saxon with the foul as Van Lith tried to shoot with the right hand. So Saxon is going to get her second foul of the, They say it's a non-shooting foul. Kendra Saxon gets her first foul of the game. So they called the push before the shot. Inbound now out to Darnell. Darnell a high arching three, and it's good. Darnell hits the three from the corner. 27-6. Saxy with it. Nearly loses it. Gets it back. Jada Rasmussen drives. Tough left-handed shot. Paxton Wood fights for the rebound. Gets it. And gets it not. No, she loses it out of bounds. So Paxton Wood, she goes 5-7. And she's in there battling against the 6-foot. Erdman and gets it knocked away. Good job by her to get the board, though. And we're going to stay here on this timeout. We got our first timeout by Kashmir. They're taking a full one, and let's do a little game reset here. There's 3:03 to go before half. It's 27-6 in favor of Kashmir. 14 fouls on each team. Kendra Saxey with two. No Kashmir Bulldogs have two. Don't forget, after this game is going to be the boys' game, and the boys, there's a logjam at the top. OMAC, Kashmir, and Okanagan are all kind of log jammed up there, and this is a big game for the Okanagan boys to try to win this game as they lost to Kashmir on their home court. They have split with OMAC, but Kashmir has also has a loss to Chelan, which is pretty surprising to me. And Kashmir boys can be real tough to beat, and then sometimes they can have some off shooting nights too. So that game, I'm looking forward to seeing the result of this one. And this game, there's 24 seconds on the shot clock, Kashmir leads it by 21. Van Lith will go over to the side and take the ball out of bounds and inbound it to Tammy Smith. Tammy Smith brings it up, looking into that 2-3 zone. Okanagan's played that all night. Kashmir trying to play. They're trying to get Van Lith open on the block. She's posting up hard in the middle. Still posting up hard. They're trying to get her down low, and they can't get it inside. Good job by the Bulldogs. So Van Lith will make her first three of the game. She's been off the mark on quite a few of them, but that one was on, so now it's 30-6. It's like a man-to-man defense now played by Kashmir. Kashmir switching their D around a little bit. Hannah Smith with it. Brings it around, hands it to Heinzelman, back to Smith. Smith loses it, and it goes out of bounds. So 2:18 to go. Kashmir will take the ball in. Becca Holly will sub in, and so will Ellie Albert. Smith goes out, and Prayer High goes out. Erdman, six-footer, inbounds it. Darnell. Out on the right side to Kanishka. Kanishka, Van Lith. Van Lith looking down low for Albert. They don't get it to her. Instead, they keep it moving around. Now Van Lith flashes. She gets it at the high post. Shoots a little elbow jumper. It's off the mark. Heinzelman rebound. Here comes Baxi with it. Okanagan having all kinds of trouble scoring against this Kashmir defense. Nice job by Rado. Oh, really good move by Myra Rasmussen. They closed out on the three, so she drove to the rack and flipped it up with the right hand, makes it 30-8. So Okanagan trying to stay in this thing. Really, their defense has not been bad. That's way short. Van Lith with an air ball from the three, and it's fought for on the floor, and they call a jump ball, and I think it's Kashmir's turn, not positive, though. Let me double-check. Everybody's staying there. Smith in for Saxon with 125. And Hammond back in for Kashmir. Lob out to Van Lith to the corner. Kanishka lines up a three. It's short. Rebound, though, taken out there by Erdman. Rasmussen was there, but Erdman was able to take it away. So 30-8. Kanishka lines up another one. That one looks better, and it is. So lots of second shot opportunities for Kashmir, and now they're starting to cash them in. So it's 33-8 in favor of Kashmir. Rasmussen with it. Brings it over to Holly inside. She can't handle it. Stolen out there by Albert. Here comes Van Lith. Okanagan's back, but she takes it in. Pulls up from 12. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken out by Hammond. Tammy Smith, step back three, and it's good. So Smith with back-to-back three. Very enthusiastic PA announcer, as you might be able to hear. It's now 36-8, and we're down to 27 seconds left before half. Anna Smith is trapped. She's going to get a five count, and she gets a five count. So with 19 seconds left, Kashmir will take it back over. 36-8 is our score here from Kashmir High School. Van Lith dribbles over to her coach. We've seen this happen. Stands right in front of her coach, dribbling the ball, and it's down to 10 seconds. They set a screen for her. She drives, pulls up, and hits at the buzzer. So, after one half of play, our score, Kashmir 38, Okanagan 8. We'll be right back after this break on this B104.3 sports broadcast.
D&D Auto Body in Okanagan has been serving the Valley since 1979 with the highest quality products and technology the industry has to offer. Trust D&D with all your paint and body needs, from minor repairs to collision repair to the perfect paint for your classic. D&D Auto Body wishes all our local athletes the best of luck on and off the court. And thank you for your business for over 30 years in Okanagan. D&D Auto Body, 422-5562.
Confluence Health has one purpose in mind, your family's health. That's why they are ready to serve your medical needs throughout North Central Washington. Confluence Health's northern offices in Oroville, Tunasket, Omak, and Brewster are here offering you the highest quality medical care without having to leave Okanagan County. A proud supporter of the schools and communities they serve. Confluence Health in Oroville, Tunasket, Omak, and Brewster.
Happy Thanksgiving from Queso's Family Foods in Okanagan. Stock up on all you'll need for a great family feast. This week, Norbest turkey just 89 cents a pound. Pork shoulder roast, 169 a pound. 24-pack Pepsi product, just $6.99. Folgers coffee, $7.49. Save on Western Family large black olives, 79 cents. Cool Whip topping, 99 cents. Stovetop stuffing, 2 for $3. Nabisco snack crackers, 2 for $4. Omak and Okanagan's meat and beverage headquarters, Queso's Family Foods in Okanagan.
For great deals on the go, stop by Tribal Trails Travel Plaza. You'll always get great service and great deals on fuel, snacks, cold pop, beer, and more. Easy truck and RV access just off Highway 97 south of Omak. Tribal Trails Travel Plaza.
Stop by Tribal Trails today for great Champs Chicken specials, like three-piece tender meal, three Champs tenders, two sides and a biscuit for $7.99, or try Champs Dipper Bowl, the perfect combo of mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and dippers for just $4 at Tribal Trails Travel Plaza.
Back to Cashmere, where the Cashmere Middle School drill team is giving a performance. Pretty big group of girls out there. 28 girls all wearing their blue uniforms. Driving down today. Roads are pretty good today. They weren't good yesterday. Lots of canceled games. But driving into town today, I saw some of the young girls out there wearing these blue cheerleading outfits. I was like, Cashmere's colors are orange and black, but that's the middle school out there doing the routine. And the game is not so good here for the Lady Bulldogs of Okanagan. The score at halftime is 24-18. First quarter, it was 14-4, and then the second quarter, Cashmere opened it up as they hit four threes and a lot of twos there. It put 24 points on Okanagan in that second quarter. So it's 38-8 here at the half, and high school basketball, if a team gets up by 40, then you get the running clock. So with 38-8, you kind of up by 30 at half, so things look like we could be getting to a running clock once this second half gets going. Let's talk about the scoring. So Haley Van Lith leads all scores. She has 17 points. 11 of those were in that second quarter. Grace Hammond, 5 points. Jalen Darnell has hit a three. Tammy Kanishka hit back-to-back threes, and she has 10 for the game. And Grace Erdman has 3. So good second quarter for Cashmere. They have no one in foul trouble. Okanagan, just the 8 points. 2 from Paxton Woods. Kendra Saxey with a 3. Myra Rasmussen with 2. And then one free throw by Jada Rasmussen. So a lot of trouble solving the defense of Cashmere. I got to give them credit. Their zone defense is very, very tough to beat. And they've also been switching in to some man-to-man defense. So, again, 38-8 at the half. We're going to take another break, and then come back. We'll talk about the records, talk about RPI, talk about playoffs, all that good stuff. We'll be right back after this break on this B104.3 sports broadcast.
For all your plumbing needs, call Pete Peterson Plumbing and put their 20 years experience to work for you. No matter the job, new construction, residential, commercial, and remodels. And of course, Pete Peterson Plumbing can handle your plumbing emergencies too, including power drain and sewer cleaning, sewer locating, and is backflow certified. Call today for a free quote at 422-5035. Serving all of Okanagan County and beyond, Pete Peterson Plumbing. Wishing all our local student athletes the best of luck.
Serving growers and ranchers since 1921, with nearly 160 retail and wholesale branches throughout the U.S., Wilbur Ellis. Wilbur Ellis Company is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, nutrition, pest diagnosis, seed technology, and more. Partnering with customers to increase crop yield and profits, with field specialists working one-on-one with growers each step of the growth cycle. So when it comes to quality products and knowledgeable advice, trust no less than the quality of Wilbur Ellis. Ideas to grow with.
Be ready for snow and ice now with a call to 24-7 Property Maintenance. 24-7 is the largest snowplow company in the county. That means they are available when you need them. Residential or commercial, call today and arrange for their snow and ice services, including snow plowing from driveways and sidewalks, liquid and granular de-icing, sanding, and snow removal. And now 24-7 is your new factory direct dealer for Snow X plows. Licensed, bonded, and insured, 24-7 Property Maintenance. Call 826-6895 and be ready for snow today.
Say yes to Jess, because we'll say yes to you. It's been our way of doing business at Jess Ford in Grand Coulee for 26 years. And it's what you'll discover at our new Jess Ford Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealership in Omak. A new car, truck, and plenty of pre-owned ones, all with the Jess warranty forever. Factory-trained techs for service on any brand or a cup of coffee. You'll love the Jess hospitality, where a handshake still means something. JessAuto.com. We'll say yes to you.
NCI Datacom is at it again, expanding its SwiftStream Internet service area even more. In the past year or so, we have added Grand Coulee and Coulee Dam, Salmon Creek, Chisaw, and now Republic and the Curlew Lake area. If you or someone you know in these areas needs fast, reliable internet with friendly, responsive tech support, call NCI Datacom about SwiftStream Internet. You're going to love this. And we have some nice special offers right now, too. SwiftStream from NCI Datacom. Call today, 826-0300.
Nothing sounds better than a good running motor. And Vern's Automotive in Okanagan believes in fixing your car right for the right price. Whether it's your motor, transmission, brakes, oil, or other mystery sounds, Vern is happy to help you. If you need it fixed soon, Vern makes it happen. Friendly, old-fashioned service, putting you first and making your car or truck work like it should. Call 826-0515, stop by Vern's on Main Street, Okanagan, next to the post office, and visit him on Facebook at Vern's Automotive, where nothing sounds better than a good running motor.
Hey, welcome back to Cashmere High School, where we're still in the halftime period. It's 38-8 in favor of Cashmere. Still a couple minutes on the clock for the girls to warm up, so let's talk about upcoming events here. Okanagan's record is 6-7 overall, so that means they have seven more league games left. One of those will be a non-league against Lake Roosevelt. So Okanagan right now sits in fourth, and four teams get to go to the playoffs. So the first round of the playoffs, which will start February 10th, the number one and number two will match up in Eastmont High School on February 10th, and the girls in that looks pretty strongly to be Omak and Cashmere. It could change, but Cashmere, I don't think, will be beaten, and Omak has kind of separated themselves a little bit. But again, in the CTL, everybody plays each other three times since there's only five teams. And then you get to a crossover. Three of those four girls' teams get to go to the crossover. And those will be at home sites, I believe. The CTL gets those home sites. The Northeast A, since they have 18, their number one will automatically go to the round of 16. The CTL 3 will play the NEA 2, and then the CTL 2 will play the NEA 3. So those two will get to go to the round of 16. And that's kind of what everybody's fighting for, and that's when the RPI would come into play. Cashmere at 2, Omak at 19, Okanagan at 20, Chelan at 23, Cascade at 48. And again, those numbers change daily as they update that RPI system. The boys have a little tougher situation, as only two of the boys have two boys teams out of the five have an opportunity to get to that round of 16. And last year, actually, no CTL teams made it to the round of 15 or the round of 16 because Chelan lost to Newport in that crossover game. So the season was done early for the CTL boys last year. This year, you got that Omak, and Okanagan and Cashmere, that trio kind of towards the top. Chelan kind of in there that could make some noise, and then Cascade at the bottom. Okay, we're back to the girls' action here. Okanagan will get the ball first. They take the ball out of bounds on the far side. Rasmussen inbounds to Smith. Smith brings it up, throws it to Saxie. They try to trap her. She gets it out of there. Saxie, Rasmussen, both Rasmussen. Saxie drives in, gets her own rebound, a lot of contact. Steal by Van Lith. Van Lith goes the other way, and she makes her left-handed layup for her 19th point of the ball game. And Smith with it. Being hounded pretty hard by Hammond. Now Rasmussen goes a little too early off her screen. Bad pass by Jada, but good job. Myra's trying to run it down. And they say that it's white ball. Sure what. Coach Darnell, pretty adamant. Both these coaches, very fiery. Here comes Van Lith with it. She kicks it to the side. Down in the corner, back to Van Lith. Drives in, kicks it back to Kanishka. Her three, no good. Rebound batted, and Hammond comes out of there with it. Hammond, back to Kanishka. Drives in, floats. She throws it, nearly throws it away, but Van Lith runs it down. Her floater is good. Van Lith with 21 in the game. Van Lith, lots of Division I offers as just a sophomore. Hannah Smith loses the ball. Grace High gives it up to Van Lith. Van Lith behind the back pass. Nearly thrown away. Van Lith gets it back. Kicks it back outside. Kanishka fakes. Goes back to Van Lith. Into the corner. Erdman will try a three. It's an air ball, but there's Tammy Smith on the back. Excuse me, Tammy Kanishka on the back side. Getting the rebound, 44-8, 6:17 to go in the third. Kanishka to Myra. Myra over to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith back to Saxie. Saxie drives right and gets pushed. She might have come into a charge, but she got bumped first by Erdman. So that's her second. And they're going to say she was shooting. It didn't look like she was, but they're going to give her a shooting foul. She kind of landed with the ball, so Saxie will go to the line. And the shot is too hard off the back rim. And Becca Holly, no, she looks to maybe check in. Saxie lines up her second free throw. It's way off the mark. And Kendra, usually a little better shooter than that. Those free throws did not look good. So 44-8 is the score. And Heinzelman goes out. Becca Holly comes in. Van Lith with it. She will bring the ball up. 2-3 zone by Okanagan. Hammond brings it around to the right, over to Kanishka. Kanishka looks inside, kicked out, and Van Lith shoots a floater. She got hit by Rasmussen. Rasmussen trying to block the shot, hit her in the nose as she shot it. So Myra will get her second, and Van Lith will shoot two free throws. Van Lith with 21, now 22 in the game. Not sure what her average is. I think it's over 30. So, second free throw. The left-hander. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jada Rasmussen. Hannah Smith with it. 45-8. Smith with the spin move. Brings it back across. She's got Hammond all over her. Now she loses it. Van Lith with the steal. Van Lith going to go coast to coast. floats in and not hit. Rebound out to Rasmussen. Myra's ahead of the crowd. Can she get the Bulldogs into double figures? She can. So Myra Rasmussen goes the other way and gets the 10th point of the game for Okanagan. It's 45-10, 35-point lead. We have not got to the running clock yet, but unfortunately, I think it's a matter of time. But there's a steal by Rasmussen. Myra, that is. She throws it up to Saxe. Saxe has some Division I. Ooh, a hard screen. And Van Lith is down, and she's hurt. Rasmussen tries to help her up. There wasn't any foul called as Rasmussen was there setting the screen. Van Lith is so fast. She ran into Rasmussen. It's good to see Van Lith up, and she looks to be okay, but she's kind of moving around. And now they're having a discussion. It looked pretty bad, but I really didn't see where Rasmussen did anything wrong. They call it alternating possession, and it's going to go the other way. So it's going to go to Kashmir. Paxton Wood comes in. 45-10. And Smith comes out. Van Lith stays in. She's played every minute of this one. Over to Kanishka, down low. They're looking to the middle. They get it to Erdman, and a nice give-and-go play. So Erdman with five in the game. It's 47-10, 4:35 to go in the second. Third quarter, that is. Rasmussen in the corner. Myra, that is. She tries to throw it low instead of steal. It's batted away by Roberts. Kanishka going against Holly. She loses it. It's on the floor. Picked up by Rasmussen. She gets it ahead to her sister. Myra runs it down. Saves it, but off the fingers of Jada, and it's going to go back to Kashmir. Dallas Heinzelman now subbing in. And Jada Rasmussen coming out. Also in is Jalen Garner now. And here comes Haley Van Lith with the ball. The Kashmir boys heading for the locker room. Okanagan boys. Getting ready for that second half of our doubleheader. Erdman over to Smith. Smith with the three. It's an air ball. I keep calling her Smith. That's Tammy Kanishka. A friend named Tammy Smith. That's Kanishka. And a missed shot by Saxe. And here comes Van Lith with it. She going to pull up. She drives in. Cannot hit. Air ball. Rebound taken out by Dallas Heinzelman. Here comes Saxe with it. She's got Holly in front. Gives it to her. Holly throws it to Heinzelman. They need to reverse the ball. They don't. Saxe drives in. Blocked. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call an offensive foul on Saxe when Van Lith turns sideways to the player. That's usually not an offensive foul, but they do call it. So that's three on Saxe, and Brian Bozo gets a warning to sit down. He's walking, talking to the official still. 47-10, 3:25 to go. And Van Lith will launch a three with the left hand. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, and no contact. Could have been a foul. Now there is a foul. Ellie Albert's got the second board, and the foul is going to be on number 40, Becca Holly. So Albert will shoot two. Try to get her first point to the game. Albert's also the left-hander. Her free throw's off the mark. Subbing in is Josie Lawson and Jada Rasmussen. Holly and Heinzelman come out. 3:11 to go. It's still 47-10. Now, Holly stays in, and Paxton Wood comes out. So both are doing some switching around here. So we'll take a break. It's timeout for Kashmir, 47-10, with 3:11 to go here in the third. Right back after this break on this B104.3 Sports Broadcast.
Stop by today and see what's new at Hometown Pizza in North Omak. The fresh remodel is almost complete. Check it out and see the great improvements. And they'd like to say thank you to all their customers for voting them the top pizza place for 2017. Stop by today and enjoy one of Hometown's lunch specials from pizza, salad bar, subs, soups, and more. Or call ahead and get your order to go at 826-3333. Hometown Pizza in North Omak, newly remodeled and excited to see you soon.
Hey, welcome back to Kashmir, where Lady Bulldogs from Kashmir lead at 47-10 with 3:11 to go in the third. Kendra Saxey with three fouls and 3 points. Okanagan just having all kinds of trouble with this defense by Kashmir. Okanagan not really a strong offensive team anyway, and then you put the clamps on them, and they've had a really difficult time scoring. Haley Van Litt with 22 in the game. And Ellie Alberts is at the line looking to shoot three. Okanagan comes back with Jada Rasmussen, Becca Holly, Josie Heinzelman, Dallas Heinzelman, and Kendra Saxey. So Alberts lines up the second free throw. I forgot she missed the first, and she missed the second. So out with it comes Jada Rasmussen. She's got Kanishka on her. Kanishka nearly steals it. Now she tips it away again. Rasmussen gets it. Knocked away again. Kendra Saxey gets it. She gets it up to Heinzelman. Holly with the air ball from the long two. And Van Lith will come back the other way with it. She drives the middle and gets the bucket. And here comes Saxey with it. 49-10 is now the score. And then Kendra Saxey with a nice move. The first time she's been able to get around Van Lith, gets to the rack. Coach Bozell gets a warning, and I'm not sure what Saxey scored on it. And I'm not sure what Bozell was talking about, but the officials didn't like it, and they give him a warning, and he will sit down. 49-12, now the score. Van Lith, skip pass all the way across, now goes into Kanishka, and over to Van Lith, and Van Lith, off the rim, no good. Now, been talking about the defense by Kashmir, and I have to say Okanagan has been pretty good, too. They're just having trouble rebounding a lot of times. Becca Holly will drive, and she throws it away to Van Lith. Van Lith brings it up, Searles is back, and she gets the old Euro step, they call that, and she does not convert. 3-on-1 for Okanagan. Needs to get it up to Saxey. She throws her a lob. Kendra makes it too hard and misses, and Darnell with it. 1:35 to go. It's 49-12. Van Lith will slow it down a little bit now. Kicks it over. Down low, a bounce pass went right below through the legs of Claire High. As Hammond threw it, and it was a little bit low. Saxey will get a break probably for the last 1:29 with the three fouls. Hannah Smith brings it up. Have not gotten to the running clock yet. However, Hannah Smith is in big trouble. Nice back cut, though. Gets it away, but off the fingers of Heinzelman. Myra Rasmussen in, Heinzelman out. Brian Bozell doing a lot of rotating of his players here in this game. Pass over to Darnell. And it's Van Lith. No, Van Lith's at the high post now. Keeps working it around. Kanishka, three ball way short. Maddie Searles with the rebound. Here comes Hannah Smith. Bringing it up. She's got Van Lith on her. She needs to get rid of it. Van Lith is so quick. She's all over her. Now she does. Searles with it. Down to the corner. Holly inside to Rasmussen. She loses the handle. Here comes Haley Smith with it, or Haley Van Lith with it. And They want a quick shot to get what they call a 2-for-1, and they get the 3 by Kanishka. So that will put us into the running clock situation. It's 52-12. Now another steal. Van Lith over to Kanishka, top of the backcourt. No good. Rebound Myra or Jada Rasmussen. Nearly loses the ball. Gives it to Smith. Smith, Van Lith on her. Van Lith tips it away. Stolen by Hammond. Hammond with 7 seconds to go. Gives it to Kanishka. She drives in. Gives it to Hammond. Hammond loses it. Ball is batted all around, and that'll end it. After 3 quarters of play, 52-12 in favor of the Kashmir Bulldogs. So we'll take a break. Be right back on this B104.3 Sports Broadcast.
Okanagan Valley Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy, is proud to support the local communities they serve. It's the only locally owned retail pharmacy in Omak or Okanagan. Health Mart pharmacists have a personal commitment to their communities. That is why Okanagan Valley Pharmacy supports Bulldog Sports and would like to wish the team all the best. Okanagan Valley Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The West's leader in tires since 1952 is located in a town near you. Les Schwab Tire Centers, with their fast, friendly, and knowledgeable service, can equip any vehicle with the right tire for whatever the demand. They can also assist with your brakes, alignments, wheels, batteries, and shocks, all backed by the famous Les Schwab warranty. Because if they can't guarantee it, they won't sell it. So stop by Brewster, Republic, Twist, Omak, or Oroville today and visit your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Okay, welcome back to Kashmir, where Okanagan will get the ball. They trail by 40 just now on the Cami Kanishka 3. That puts Kashmir up by 40 for the first time in the game, so we will have a running clock situation here in the fourth. Starter's still in for Kashmir. They've done a lot of rotating, too. Both teams, and Hannah Smith gets on the board and hits a three-pointer. Nice job, Hannah. 52-15. Van Lith to Smith. She likes the three again, and that time hits another three. So Kanishka with her fourth three of the game. Kendra Saxey to Smith. Smith fakes the three. Loses the handle. Hannah Smith, an interesting story. She didn't play basketball the last 2 years as Jada Rasmussen misses, and decided to come out her senior year, and she's been playing a lot of minutes as the point guard for the Okanagan Lady Bulldogs. Coach Mike Carlquist heading to the locker room to give a speech to his players as the boys' game's coming up next. Kanishka drives, goes in on Wood, kicks it across to Erdman, and it's knocked out of bounds by Okanagan. No, they say it's off of Erdman. She doesn't like the call, and I don't blame her. Looked like it got hit, or her arm got hit. Ryan Bozell will call a timeout. So we'll do the same. It's 55-15, 6:36 to go in the game. Right back after this break on this B104.3 Sports Broadcast.
K Hardware True Value in OMAC is your one stop for all your indoor and outdoor projects, and the home of True Value Easy Care Paint. Save time and money with Easy Care Paint. Prime it and paint it all at once. K Hardware has a large selection of Weber grills and accessories. And the pros at K Hardware can repair screens, lamps, and offer pipe and glass cutting too. If they don't have it, they can get it. Good old-fashioned customer service and expert advice at K Hardware True Value in North Omak. Behind every project is a true value.
Welcome back to Kashmir, where Kashmir leads at 55-15. Dallas Heinzelman with it. She nearly loses it. Now gets it back to Saxey. Get pass across to Smith. She loses the handle. Hannah does. Picks it up. Drives the middle. Now over to Heinzelman. Back out to Saxe. They better get a shot off. 4 seconds. Saxe drives. Tries to skip it across. Nice steal out of there by Grace Hammond. 55-15. Boys game coming up after this. Van Lith skip pass to Smith. Smith lines up another three and hits another three. Ryan Darnell not calling the dogs off. Still got starters in the ball game, and they lead 58-15. Van Lith has played every minute of this one, and she had 24 in the game, and she knocks it out of bounds, leading all scorers. And now Allie Albert and Jason Darnell come in. Hammond and High come out. Becca Hawley comes in for Okanagan. And the clock keeps on running on the out-of-bounds play. They get it in bounds to Jada Rasmussen. She has to save it, but saves it right to Erdman. Here comes Kanishka with it. Kanishka over to Darnell. Back to Kanishka. Now down low to Alberts. Alberts tries to get it to Van Lith, stolen out of there by Saxe. Saxe brings it up. Drives the basket. Kicks it back out to Paxton Wood. Saxe from 12, way short. Rebound to Erdman. Up ahead to Van Lith. She's got a head of steam, and she's got open left-handed layup. And scores it. 26 for the ball game. 4:39 to go. 60-15 is our score. Van Lith falls. And they're going to call it on Rasmussen, I think. No, they call it on Van Lith. And Smith gets a five count. No, instead, Bozal calls a timeout. So we'll stay here. It's 4:09 to go. It's 60-15. And second foul on Van Lith. No one in foul trouble. Saxe has three. And again, don't forget, after this is the boys game coming up. And that game should be a lot more competitive because Cashmere and Okanagan are fighting it out for one of the top three spots. I believe actually Olmec is in first at the time with 5-2 record for the boys, and then Cashmere and Okanagan are both 4-2, but Cashmere has the advantage because they've beaten Okanagan once already. Saxe with a nice inbound play, and she scores it. And Saxe with her seventh of the game. She leads her team 60-17. Kanishka will not stop launching, and boy, she tries to save it, and she does, bounce it off Hannah Smith. 3:55 to go. These coaches, Brett Darnell, still with all his starters in, they lead it by 43 points. And Van Lith over to Kanishka. Kanishka back to Van Lith. Van Lith brings it across the top. Down low it goes. Van Lith with the three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Kanishka. Put back with the left hand, it's good. So Kanishka, she's in the 20s now. 19-4. She's got 23. Saxe with it. Goes to Smith. It's 62-17. 3 minutes to go. Jada Rasmussen with the floater to the left side. So Jada, that's actually her first basket in the game. So Jada having a real tough time tonight. She only has 3 points. It's 62-19. Down low it goes to Kanishka, and she misses. Their ball is the easy one. Rebound taken out. Nice job by Jada. And with 2:57 left, as I said, Coach Darnell not subbing at all. These coaches really have a little thing against each other. Van Lith floats through and shoots the left-handed layup. And now Coach Darnell will get his reserves into the ball game, calling a timeout. And neither coach really wants a timeout, so they just rotate their players in. So Van Lith will go out of the game. I think he has 26. No, she has 28 in the ball game. Saxon lobs it to Becca Holly. No, she can't get it to hit. Rebound. Van Lith did not come out of the game with all that, and that's a travel. So which one is that? 23 is Gabby Terrell Lewis with two. And a steal by Hammond, and they call it jump ball, and it's going to belong to Okanagan. It's 66, or shoes, it's Cashmere. 66-19. Ann Lith has played every minute of this, and she's continuing. Let's see if she gets to her 30 points. She's 66, which is around her team at 66. 66-19. Shot, no good. Rebound, Van Lith, and she tries the shot, won't go, and it stays with Cashmere. So they pass it inbounds into the corner. Terrell Lewis back to the corner, and Darnell will shoot a three. It's off the rim, no good. Ellie Albert gets the rebound, no good. Rebound taken out by Rasmussen. Back to Van Lith. See if Okanagan can get into the 20s. Van Lith. Nice spin move by Saxie, and she cannot get the little one to drop. She made a good move to spin off of Van Lith. As I said, Saxie's also getting Division I track offers. She's a jumper and a very good javelin thrower for track and field. Van Lith, though, definitely the player of the game here for Cashmere. As they miss a free throw, we're down to 1 minute to go. Cashmere working the ball around. Darnell out top to, that's Millie Bruner who's in the game. Van Lith goes for her 30th point, does not get it. Rebound, Albert. Albert gets fouled, and she'll get to shoot a couple free throws. She's 0 for 2 so far. And Ellie Albert played for Tenasket last year, had a chance to broadcast some of her games. Her little brother will be playing in the second game, and she makes that free throw. And into the game comes Trace Hammond. Haley Van West goes out with 33 seconds left. So Albert will shoot her second free throw, and it's good. And here comes Saxie with it. Saxie brings it up. Goes right to the basket, kicks it out to Paxton Wood. Her three is off the rim, no good. Rebound. Players on the floor, and it's a jump ball. Will the clock run out? It's Okanagan's ball. We're down to 10 seconds left. They're going to get it inbounded, and they need to get a shot up. And Jada Rasmussen gets fouled. And they're going to just let the clock run. But they'll let Jada probably shoot these free throws. No, they won't. They should let her shoot the free throws. And they're not going to let her shoot the free throws. So they are going to end the game, and the officials are telling Jada that she is going to get to shoot the free throws, and I guess the cheerleaders are out on the floor, so they're not going to allow her to shoot the free throws. So our final score will be Cashmere 68, Okanagan 19. I'm going to take a break, then I'll come back and give you scoring totals right after this break on this B104.3 Sports Broadcast.
D&D Auto Body in Okanagan has been serving the Valley since 1979 with the highest quality products and technology the industry has to offer.
Trust D&D with all your paint and body needs. From minor repairs to collision repair to the perfect paint for your classic. D&D Auto Body wishes all our local athletes the best of luck on and off the court. And thank you for your business for over 30 years in Okanagan. D&D Auto Body, 422-5562.
Confluence Health has one purpose in mind, your family's health. That's why they are ready to serve your medical needs throughout North Central Washington. Confluence Health's northern offices in Oroville, Tunascot, Omak, and Brewster are here offering you the highest quality medical care without having to leave Okanagan County. A proud supporter of the schools and communities they serve. Confluence Health in Oroville, Tunascot, Omak, and Brewster.
Happy Thanksgiving from Queso's Family Foods in Okanagan. Stock up on all you'll need for a great family feast. This week, Norbest turkey just 89 cents a pound. Pork shoulder roast, 169 a pound. 24-pack Pepsi product, just $6.99. Folgers coffee, $7.49. Save on Western Family large black olives, 79 cents. Cool Whip topping, 99 cents. Stovetop stuffing, 2 for $3. Nabisco snack crackers, 2 for $4. Omak and Okanagan's meat and beverage headquarters, Queso's Family Foods in Okanagan.
For great deals on the go, stop by Tribal Trails Travel Plaza. You'll always get great service and great deals on fuel, snacks, cold pop, beer, and more. Easy truck and RV access just off Highway 97 south of Omak. Tribal Trails Travel Plaza.
Stop by Tribal Trails today for great Champs Chicken Specials, like three-piece tender meal, three Champs tenders, two sides and a biscuit for $7.99, or try Champs Dipper Bowl, the perfect combo of mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and dippers for just $4 at Tribal Trails Travel Plaza.
Hey, welcome back to Cashmere, where Bulldogs of Cashmere have defeated the Okanagan Lady Bulldogs by a score of 68-19. So in the ballgame for Cashmere, Haley Van Leth led out score. She had 28. And she played every minute except the last, well, she just came out the last 33 seconds. Tammy Kanishka had 23, 5 points apiece for Grace Erdman and Grace Hammond, 3 for Darnell, Jalen Darnell, 2 apiece for Gabby Terrell Lewis and Ellie Albert. Okanagan was led by Kendra Saxey. She had 7, 4 points for Myra Rasmussen, 3 for Jada Rasmussen, 3 for Hannah Smith, and 2 for Paxton Woods. So, once again, your final is 68-19. Now, the boys' game is going to be underway shortly, but I'm going to do send back to the station for just probably only about 3 or 4 minutes back to the station, and then we'll come back with the boys' game right after this. So, this is Ron Cate saying, don't go anywhere.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's high school basketball game with Okanagan Bulldogs taking on the Cashmere Bulldogs. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Pete Peterson Plumbing, Wilbur Ellis, 24/7 Property Maintenance, Jess Auto, NCI Datacom, Burns Automotive, Hometown Pizza, Okanagan Health Mart Pharmacy, Lesh Schwab Tire, K Hardware, D&D Auto, Confluence Health, Queso's Family Foods, and Tribal Trails. Stay tuned for more high school basketball action as the Brewster Bears take on the Soap Lake Eagles on Saturday, January 20th at 6 p.m. here on your sports leader for North Central Washington, B104.3. Thanks for listening, and now more of today's best music on B104.3.
Every time you tune into this station, you probably ask yourself, why listen to anybody else? Good question. Okanagan Country Radio, B104.3.